Governor Hassan used an executive order to create the commission. The 11-person body includes public health experts, advocates for the disabled, doctors, as well as Donald Shumway, former commissioner of Health and Human Services. Last year, lawmakers approved managed care. Three out-of-state companies will now effectively take over the joint federal-state health program for the poor and disabled. The new commission will offer periodic reviews to the governor on planning, care quality, and concerns of those impacted by the change. Advocates of managed care say it will save money by increasing efficiencies. The transition is already months behind schedule, effectively erasing the $15 million in expected savings this fiscal year. That's because some hospitals are balking at the program while they await the results of a lawsuit over Medicaid reimbursement rates. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.